Welcome everyone. This is Araceli, wealth advisor and real estate investor in the US and Canada, as well as being a real estate investing coach. My chat with Colette today is about, Colette, tell us what it's about.
How often should I renovate?
Yes.
When? Yes. So I am Colette Rabba. I'm a residential real estate broker in the GTA. You don't have to prompt me today. I know that. I know the spiel now. I get excited when Araceli and I sit down and talk because we come up with ideas based on the questions you give us, honestly. Yeah. So people get confused sometimes. I see a lot of houses. You see a lot of houses in the US, and they need renovation. Like, this, let's just face it. There's probably more in the US right now than in Canada. People, generally speaking here, like to renovate in Canada for some reason. So they like to update. There's Instagram, there's, you know, all these Pinterest ideas, and people just want what they see. We live in a very visual world. I want to renovate my house. Like, this is the thing every 5 minutes where I'm like, well, I like mid-century modern. Oh, but I also like this. Oh, but I also don't really like dark floors. So you can renovate all day, all the time. But this is what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so it is very important to know that the question is about how often should I renovate my house? And we're talking about the house that you live in, right? Not a house that you're going to flip. Because how often do you want to renovate? I renovate all the time because I'm flipping houses all the time, right?
Right, yeah.
But that is not the case in here. Yeah. So
right. It's very exciting.
Yeah, you're living in the house. And now you say, well, should I change my kitchen every 10 years?
Okay, but hold on a second.
Do that, right?
Let's step back for a second because we were talking about what exactly does a renovation mean?
Yes, please.
Painting your house.
Yeah.
This is not just paint.
So renovation, that's true. Okay, so the definition of renovation is when you are making some substantial changes. And that could be something in the structure. You're either adding or subtracting, right?
Yeah. Something. Yeah. You want to move a wall. The room's not big enough. You don't like the layout of a bathroom. That's structural.
Correct. Yeah. So obviously, if you're going to make, you're going to put a window somewhere, you kind of have to make a hole in the wall, right? Right. You're changing the flooring. You're right. Changing the cabinets. Maybe you're moving the plumbing because the existing cabinet, you want to move your sink to one side or the other, right?
Right.
And therefore, that it is going to include to do maybe upgrading or changing some of the electrical components.
Right. We're not talking about little stuff like, you know, adding a pot light. Like, the, you know, yes, yeah. You know, adding a pot light could be a small renovation. Don't let it become a big renovation just because you want to change your kitchen tap or something. You don't need a whole new kitchen.
Yeah.
So these are to be clear on what we consider a renovation.
Yeah.
Something that will actually disrupt your life for a time of either short time or longer, depending on the scope of the job. Like, you know, even moving something around to change a wall or to add a window, that's a little disruption. So you have to keep that in mind too. Like, that's when we say renovation, we're talking about, you know, really doing something.
So these are the things that you need to consider. First of all, money. Remember, everything touches money, right? So if you do have a little bit of savings, I personally put away some money every month because I know that if there's anything that needs to be changed at some point, I want to have the money to pay it, right?
Very smart.
So you could be doing that, or maybe you got some bonuses from work.
Or you got a HELOC.
Yeah, well, HELOC, not too fond of it because you're borrowing the money, but I prefer to pay with cash. But if you need it, yes.
Right, that's what we were talking about. There are renovations that, you know, when we talk about time, when do I renovate? Sometimes you are told you have to renovate because things do break down in your house.
Yeah.
You know, your bathroom starts to fall apart. The plumber who initially did it, you know, didn't do the proper
or something just broke and now it cannot be used. So you cannot be without.
Yeah, you could have a flood and you have to deal with the situation. You don't have the luxury of time to worry about it. You got to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So and that's what we consider.
Yeah, and this might be an opportunity, like if you have a broken pipe that you know that is affecting the bathroom situation and you've been thinking about renovating, this might be the trigger to get it done now, right?
And insurance might help you with that too.
Yeah, if that is the case, right? So it depends what it is, but if you are in that at that point in which you actually need it, may as well take the leap and just do the renovation of the bathroom, right? So that is one thing. So that's needs. You need to do it. The next thing is your lifestyle.
Right.
It's change along the way as we go along. Sometimes you have many children in the house. Now you don't, right? Now you want to make, I don't know, a room for you to read on, right?
This is my life. I'm thinking like the kids' bathroom is really rough. Like they've, you know, colored their hair, they've banged around, you know, the sink has a dent in it, whatever it is, where I fully expected that. My own personal house, we've been here for 12 years. I don't think it's not necessary, but absolutely, I know it's coming. So I'm going to start saving money. I'm going to start looking at the Pinterest boards and start thinking about what I want to do and how big of an extent do I really need to move the plumbing, or can I just replace the sink and the cabinet, you know, things like that. So renovation is a very broad term. You could either do very small little chunks or you could do one big massive renovation, depending on, again, lifestyle, money, you know, the need. And the other thing, like why I wanted to talk about this today too, was if you're going to sell your house, when do you do the renovation?
Yeah.
So I like to tell my clients, if you're thinking about selling in the next 5 years, do the renovation, because you don't want to be caught in the middle of the renovation when you have to go sell. So give yourself enough time, give yourself enough buffers for oopsies, like contractors not showing up or things not being installed at the right time, or
correct, or material is material not being available, right?
Or things like COVID, where you don't have any control over that. So some people didn't, obviously you couldn't plan for it, but you really want to think about that and start your renovation about 5 years before you think of selling, because it'll still look like new.
Yeah,
within that time frame, I think.
Yeah. And also just look at the next thing would be disruption, right? If you have only one kitchen, well, you want to get it done as quickly as possible, or maybe you want to do it in two stages. So you get a little bit of time. And
there's humor in that too. You can like wash your vegetables in your bathtub,
you know? Exactly, something like that. Or you can go on holidays for 4 weeks while the renovation is being done.
I can even afford the renovation, let alone going away too. Yeah, but this is all planning. Like Araceli has a good point, where you think, I really don't want to live through this crazy time. Like, what do I do with myself? Can I go to the cottage? Maybe you can, you know, do that. But it's these things, that lifestyle disruption, the money, the need to do it. It's a process, just like anything else. You got to think about it. You got to talk to experts, get quotes. How much is this even going to cost?
Yes.
And it's feasible. You can't just go and take a wall down.
Yeah. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
No. No. Get advice first, please. Even from a few different sources too. So, and this is the thing that kind of leads one thing to another. So, example, you put a window in and then you see that there is rot underneath where you've never seen before.
Now,
you know, this is the problem with renovations. Things happen. Same thing with bathrooms. You take out a tub, you see that your joists are all rotten, you got to do a little bit more. And then, but it could actually be a blessing in disguise that the bathtub didn't fall on your head. So, you know, don't look at it as a negative, but deal with those things as they come. So to recap, how often do you renovate?
Depends on several things, right? So the first thing's obviously money. If you have the money to do it, to want to do it, then the next one is Do you need to do it? Is something already broken? May as well just fix the whole thing.
Yeah.
Your lifestyle is changing. Maybe you just want that dream kitchen that you've always loved for,
Right.
and now you have the money, so that is the time to do it.
Yes.
Also remember to plan for disruptions, right? Like how is this going to affect you? If you only have one bathroom, well, you better figure out where are you going to live for the next 4 or 5 weeks, right?
Go to the neighbor's house.
Exactly.
Say, call your neighbor, say, hey, this is weird,
Can I
but
use
this is great. It's
the
all about planning. It's all about, and what do I
Yeah.
do? You can get a porta potty if you really want to go outside in the middle of winter. Like this, it's a lot of timing. It's a lot of
Exactly.
imagining, living through something like that. And
Yeah.
sometimes, guess what? It's not the first time I've ever heard that a contractor takes off and now you're stuck
I'm
midway in
not
the kitchen
kidding.
and
Yeah.
you don't know what to do. So you always want to plan ahead as best as you can. Be safe. Do it with a lot of time before and after,
Yeah.
and ask for advice, please.
For
Ask for
sure. And then the
help.
last point is how big is going to be the renovation? Remember, sometimes it's very easy. If you're changing a cabinet without doing any plumbing work, might be a couple of days. If you're doing the bathroom cabinet, might be just one day or one afternoon, depending on what it is. You're going to do a little bit more extensive renovations, like changing a wall or maybe changing the tile. Then do the planning as we talked about it, and also plan for anything unexpected. If you know that the reno is going to be gutting the whole bathroom, you might run into other issues that need to be fixed. So just add a little bit more money if you're going to do that kind of reno, so you don't get surprised with anything else.
Planning, 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 planning.
Yes,
I didn't get all your
that's the
tips.
whole
The
point.
one, yeah, the one advice that I would ever give living through renovations myself is try if you have a garage or if you can get a container outside in your driveway, try and get all the materials before you even lift up the crowbar or the hammer before you start doing any demolition.
Yes.
Try the best you can to get the materials that you're going to need beforehand. Please, please
Yeah,
understand.
because can you imagine you're doing something and you cannot continue on, and now you have this thing stop for 2, 3 weeks before you can move on because you don't have that little thing that
Material.
you need in
Oh,
order
yes, I know. I'm telling myself that advice. So
to.
we
Yeah.
all go through it. Like you think, okay, I only need this many tiles, and then whatever happens, too many
And then you
cracks,
can't
half
find
the wall
it.
breaks. Yeah, and then they don't, the manufacturer doesn't make it anymore. Like there are all these things that you don't know, you don't see beyond the walls if you're taking a wall down and there's issues. Try and plan as best as you can. Be safe, be comfortable.
Yeah. And
Don't
please,
call me after the fact.
that's
Too
right.
late, too
Yeah.
late.
Let's try to do it beforehand. So just remember to comment. If you have gone through any type of renovations, let us know what happened. Did
Yeah, and
everything go
lessons. And if
smooth?
you,
Did you find anything, right? And how
yeah,
it turned out. Thank you so
absolutely. That'd
much.
be great.
Yeah, thank you, Colette. And
Okay,
we'll
thanks,
see you
everyone.
in the next one.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you for being here on the show. Please remember to subscribe and hit the notification bell to get notified when there are more shows available. And if you would like to have more information on how to start investing in real estate, please visit my website at www.araceliehernandez.com. Thank you.